There's an SVB tape release show with Ross Goldstein opening. SVB is from Stottville, and Goldstein lives in Catskill. They'll be at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale Friday, June 1st at 8 p.m. The Luster Kings are at the Valencia Community Theater Saturday, June 2nd. Saugerty's band, The Rough Shapes, are at Hilo in Catskill on Saturday, June 2nd. A live web stream at wgxc.org will be available. Radke, Knock Yourself Out, The Last Throws, and Hairbag perform at BSP in Kingston on Saturday, June 2nd. Wednesday, June 6th, there's two big shows in town. At Hilo in Catskill, there's a Awakening Rip Van Winkle 200th anniversary celebration of Washington Irving's story, Rip Van Winkle, with performances from Brian DeWan, Harry Matthews, Frank Cuthbert, Lovejoy the Clown, and Maze with Matt, organized by Matt Bua. That's at 7 p.m. Wednesday, June 6th at Hilo in Catskill. There should be a live web stream at wgxc.org. Also Wednesday, June 6th, Lou Barlow from the band Sebado performs live at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 6th. Catskill's Amy Rigby is at Hilo in Catskill on Thursday, June 7th, a live web stream at wgxc.org. Friday, June 8th, Free Range with Miss Boogie, Zasha, and Young Wavy Fox are at the Half Moon in Hudson, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday, June 8th. That same night, Kyle and the Pity Party, the Tins, and Global Lamp are at BSP in Kingston, and the Wild Weeds are at Hilo in Catskill Friday, June 8th. Also, Iris Dement plays Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, June 8th. Saturday, June 9th, the Northeast Fiddlers Convention is at the Hancock Shaker Village at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 9th. The Dylan Perello Orchestra performs music from the big band era Saturday, June 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskills. The Sweet Clementines, Dean Jones, Hockett Ensemble, and Ella Ray perform Saturday, June 9th at BSP in Kingston. And Boss Hogg is at Club Helsinki in Hudson on Saturday, June 9th. Lou Barlow from Sebado performs at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Wednesday, June 6th. Here's a Sebado song called Skull, followed by Emma Get Wild.
There is history in this place. There are dragons to be chased. And though I don't know who you are, easy flow and a strong heart, and the charm in the way you hide, gently take my skull. And I don't know who you are, but I know what I would like you to be. A one night stand under stone persuasion, but a joy that I can't hide. Gently take my skull.
You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts, with musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more.
Listen.
You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about Today on Hudson Valley Sound, you've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound. Catskills' Ross Goldstein performs Friday, June 1st at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. It's part of the SVB tape release show. That's Friday, June 1st. From Inverted Jenny, the 2017 local release from Catskills' Ross Goldstein, this is Upstate Blues.
In the hour of the wolf, in a black puddle of rain, upstate blues are giving me a pain. In the memory bank, everything is free. Afternoon siesta under a shady tree. Thank you.
That was The Minotaur from Catskill's Ross Goldstein from his 2017 local release Inverted Jenny.
Hi, I'm Lauren Letellier.
I'm Chris Atkins. We're volunteers at the Rojan Library.
And this is WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Five Star Urgent Care, a facility for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted. Walk-ins are welcome at Five Star's new location in Greenport at 462 Fairview Avenue. Information at fivestarus.com.
You've tuned into the debut edition of Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts. With musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more. Today on Hudson Valley Sound, Catskill singer-songwriter Amy Rigby will talk about her new record, The Old Guys, and Hudson hip-hop artist Neff Dallas shares some of his latest tracks. We'll also preview performances locally this weekend from Rigby, from the Sweet Clementines, from the Rough Shape Saugerties Band, and Ross Goldstein, today on Hudson Valley Sound. Amy Rigby's setting up here in the studio, getting guitar tuned and ready to go. How long has it been since the last record? It's been a couple years,
hasn't
it? It's been,
I'll just turn this thing off. Eric and I made our last album as a duo.
Oh, right, yes.
Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby. That was 2012. So I didn't realize, you know, I was like teaching a college music class last year, like a workshop, and you know, playing stuff and talking to the kids, and then like at some point they said, well, when was your last record? And I said, oh, it wasn't that long ago. It was like, well, they were still in diapers practically, like in 2012. So I just felt like, oh my god, that's like a long time ago. And anyway, so had to really kind of, that really lit a fire under me. I just was like, oh my god, it's been 5 years since I put out any new music, let alone like a record that just had my name on it. That's been since 2005, so that's like a lifetime.
And it's been 21 years since the Diary of a Mod Housewife record came out?
Yeah, that was 96, so yeah.
So 22 years.
And to kind of buy myself a little time, in the fall of 2016, I put out a vinyl version of, that, and because it had never come out.
It came out in those weird years between when people stopped putting out vinyl and when people started putting out vinyl again.
Yeah, it was that the mid-90s was, you know, just unless you were on, you know, I think Matador. Who I was on that label with the Shams, and so we came out in three formats, cassette, CD, and vinyl, but and that was in the early 90s. But yeah, by the mid 90s, very few labels were doing any LPs. So so yeah, it was nice to revisit that album and put out the vinyl version and get to go out and play those songs again and get to be 36 or 37 again. And
and that wasn't your first record. That was just maybe the first time people...
That was my first solo record.
Time people got to know your name. Yes.
Yeah, because I'd been in the Shams, and that was we were a girl, like, you know, they called us a postmodern girl group. And that was in the late 80s, early 90s. And before that, I was in a band called Last Roundup. And we put out one album on Rounder, and which actually only came out on vinyl and cassette, never on CD. Isn't that? Yeah, so that was like...
You've
spanned...
Several eras.
Don't go back to the 78s quite, but...
no 8-track Amy Rigby anywhere.
No, there's no 8-track. But yeah, Last Roundup was a... We were like a country band, you know, like what at the time they called it cowpunk, which was a horrible name, but it, you know, that type of intersection of rock and country that seems to come around again. Like when we started doing it, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Nobody ever thought to do this before. Then someone played me a Flying Burrito Brothers record. I was like, oh, you know, they thought they did the same kind of thing, like rockers who kind of fell in love with old country music. It's been happening forever.
The Sweethearts of the Rodeo Birds record is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that, I mean, and I actually just, yeah, hadn't heard that stuff. I'd heard a bunch of Leuven Brothers, and I'd heard the Carter Family and all of this old...
Oh, you came from more of the countryside.
From the countryside, but I'd been a punk fan. I'd been going to CBGBs and, you know, going, you know, finding these, you could get like a free flight to London back then if you were like a courier, you know, or Laker Air, you could fly to London for like $29. So wow. Everybody was just like trying to go over there. All we wanted was to see The Clash, you know, because they, like, 2 years went by in the 70s, and, you know, like after their first record, and which in that era was like forever. They didn't come and play in the U.S. And it was just like, you know, when will we see them? When will we see them? You had to go over to England to see them. But
they didn't come over and play until London Calling?
Yeah, they came in 79.
Right before London Calling. I guess London Calling came out right at the end of 79, I think.
It was, or they came with that record. Yeah. And, or it had already come, I think it had already come out in England and it came out then in the U.S. But, so that was, yeah, anyway, that was my big, like, immersion in music was like the punk era. I didn't play at the time. I was just a fan, and so, but when CBGB started to become kind of more like hardcore, that's when I started, like, getting into old country and stuff, and starting our own band in an apartment without drums, because we, like, my brother was in the last roundup with me, and he put up a bunch of egg cartons around his, he still lives in the same apartment on East 13th Street, but we would rehearse in there, and we didn't make a lot of noise, so, because we were all acoustic, and it was but we did it with our, you know, with our love of, like, those kind of more raucous records and bands and shows that we'd seen. And the whole no wave thing, where you could just basically didn't really have to know how to do anything. You just had to have an idea and just, like, believe in it and really just kind of, like, put it across. And so that was very, it was just a free atmosphere. Like, you didn't feel like you had to be good to get up and play. And you just had to, yeah, just really kind of like have a spirit you wanted to convey. So that's my entire history in a nutshell.
From after the 8-track days until the vinyl reissue days.
Yep.
What is the spirit behind the old guys record?
I guess it's all of that, like, rolled in to one. It's not so much looking back, but maybe as years gone by, I've realized something I probably didn't do enough of, like, earlier, which was to, like, feel grateful and appreciative of all that I got to do and the people I got to meet and get to see play. And, like, I think that really is what came through for me with this set of songs and the music and stuff, was just, yeah, a feeling of gratitude and love. I mean, you know, my records have always had a little bit of angst in there, and that's still there, but I think, I have gotten to live through some pretty amazing times, and maybe only having that actual time to, like, think about it and look back, the time when I wasn't making a new record, gave me the space to just go, like, you know, wow, like, a lot of times I have felt like not the luckiest person and someone with like incredibly bad timing, because everywhere I've ever lived was kind of like a dump till I moved to somewhere else. And then like everyone would suddenly, you know, property values would increase and it would become the place everyone wanted to go. And
so you have to move out of Catskill now?
It feels like it's happening. And maybe, you know, maybe as I've slowed down, you know, like I'm not like on the run so much anymore. So it does seem like it's all finally catching up with me. Maybe I think that's a good thing about like getting older. And so that's maybe even why I called the album The Old Guys, was like sort of an appreciation of that, because it's something that we all fear and dread and just kind of like, you know, it does have its upsides too.
I am the Magic Stranger. I'm here with special guest Amy Rigby.
This is a song about my roots.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. I'm in the studio live and with Amy Rigby, We just heard a track from Amy's upcoming record, The Old Guys. Which
that track's called Playing Pittsburgh.
Playing Pittsburgh, where I just learned Amy is from.
Creating opportunities, fighting poverty, changing lives. For almost 50 years, Community Action of Greene County has proudly served our community, providing education, tools, and advocacy for those in need. Services range from emergency services, food pantry, housing and homelessness assistance, and weatherization in Greene County, to domestic violence and Wheels for Work programs in both Greene and Columbia counties. Our Pay It Forward community thrift store generates income to support our programs. For more information, to donate, to volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jill Salerno of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters like Jill are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. I drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. I bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me.
We're back. We're back. Big Vern Slate Diddy Grand Finale, a.k.a. Rainier, or Rainier, a.k.a. Grand Finale.
Yeah.
My bad, dog. And the one and only, the man that you just heard on that track, let me give him a clap first because Neff Dallas is in the building. Neff, what's good, dog? You got a mic right there, yeah, man. Yeah, oh, man.
Oh, man. This the new stew, baby. I've never been here before.
Yo, and you got your entourage with you, too, dog.
Yeah, yeah, you already know I got my big bro drummer in the building.
Yo.
Hud City all day. We in here.
Yo, phone ringing, too, man. We about to get lit. Yo, Neff, do me a favor, man. Just tell everybody listening in who you are. Give them a little backdrop about yourself and where you from and everything like that.
You already know, bro. I got you. I go by Neff Dallas, but I recently just did a little transition with the hip-hop name into Dally. I'll explain that later when we get into it. Okay. I'm from Hudson, New York, just like the rest of these cats in here, other than my boy Rainier. you know, I represent 518 to the fullest. I represent the battle rap background. I represent the new age hip-hop and the old school hip-hop. Lyrical to the death of me, baby.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man.
He sounded like a real rapper when he said all
that,
too.
Yeah.
yo, this is my third time here with y'all. I feel real comfortable.
Yeah, you should.
You should be, man. Like, take me back and tell us, I'm going to use a quote from Brown Sugar, Slay. Tell us,
when you fell in love with hip-hop.
Hold on.
wait. Yo, that's when you know you on the vibe. Like, you know it's for the culture.
Yeah.
If you just say I'm going to use the quote from Brown Sugar. Tell us and everybody else when you fell in love with hip-hop.
When I first fell in love with hip-hop, I was young, but not too young, because that kind of music wasn't allowed in my household. So when I got out and I got to hang out with the homies and all that, it was actually Biggie was what made me fall in love with hip hop, bro. It was the Ready or Not or Ready to Die album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a dope album too.
Yeah.
Facts. So talk about some of the, you know, you said Ready to Die, but talk about some of the other artists you grew up on and who you kind of patterned your style by and stuff like that.
I try to mix it up. Growing up being halfway a big MC I was big on was Eminem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, I loved his style, but not too much of everything he was saying because he was a little bit too crazy for me. I couldn't relate to everything, but lyric-wise, he was eating everybody.
Yeah.
So I rocked with him. And then you can go to the opposite side of the totem pole. You got DMX, who wasn't really bar for bar, but was one of the biggest heavy hitters in the game, and he definitely inspired me too. So it broadens, bro. It's just everyone's different.
Yeah, DMX was real rap. I mean,
yeah,
he
and
lived
he could
it.
Go anywhere and talk that ish and be very comfortable.
Yeah. tell us some of the downsides about being a local artist.
It depends, man. I honestly, being a local artist from where we are is a downside. It's not really being a local artist, because there's a lot of cats that live in the city who get a little buzz, and just because where they at, there's so much revenue there and venues there that they get that ill buzz off of nothing. Where we at, it's not like that. There's not any venues out here that's going to play us like that, like as far as performance-wise, show-wise, you know, because at the end of the day, something always stupid happens and they scare it anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's hard being a local MC from an area like this where there's nothing, there's no type of, other than what y'all guys doing for us, there's no stage to put us on.
But wouldn't that be like fuel for you, because it's that whole thing about being from New York, if you can make it here, you know what I'm saying? If you could just conquer this here, that you'll be able to go anywhere and it should be easier because you will have those you know, those platforms and those spotlights.
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's definitely fuel. That's why I still do what I do. I never gave up, you know, because I've been doing this for a long time and I fell off, but there's a lot of things that made me hit the ground hard and I could have just gave up then and there, but I just got right back up and started running, you know?
One thing about rappers in general, I find, and Ray's a rapper. Rappers are... No.
Ray's a rapper.
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
No. And I'm saying it, but I tend to find rappers emotional, you know? And I think more of it is because of the hard work you put into your craft, to your skill, and if people don't perceive it the way you see it, rappers get emotional. Is that a quality? I got to be honest. That's a quality that you do have. Uh-huh. And is it? Have you worked on it, or do you think that's best for you to be emotional? Because I mean, I've heard you, I've seen you have rants against like Spotify and Pandora,
the epic Pandora rant.
You know what I mean? And then, but it was so cool because it was almost like it was a transition to you growing up, because you would just beef on Pandora, and then like 6 months later, you're like, "Yo, we squashed the beef. I'm on Pandora now." And I was like, "Damn, I thought we was, you know, blacklisting Pandora."
We blacklisted Pandora. Nah, you absolutely right, bro. As an MC, and when you get into your, because you do get in your feelings, because you write a lot about it. So as an MC, when someone, you know, goes against your craft, especially at a younger age or a less mature state, you know, you take offense to it. You know, you're like, oh no, not this, da da da. You're not realizing that this ain't for everybody. Music is not for everybody. But at the end of the day, there's somebody out there that's digging this to the point where you could have changed their life. And you don't know. You might never know that. Yeah. So you just keep on striving, you know, because I know people whose music I don't rock with at all. But I rock with them, and I'll see their inbox, and they really got people in there like, yo, your song changed my life.
That
song? Yeah. But it's true.
Mm-hmm. We got a call, man, but I need extra headphones for Neff, man, just in case they want to talk to Neff. We got a call, though. Let me see what's going on. Caller, you on the air?
Yes, this is Gareth.
Gareth, what's up, man? Hold on 1 second. Let me give you the clap, man.
Gareth.
Yeah.
I wanted to just call in and give Neff a shout-out. We were driving, sitting here and doing some door knocking, and Hudson was in the car. And we tuned in, and I'm here with John from my team, and we heard the song come on, and both of us looked at each other and said, this is a really... a serious jam, so I wanted to call up and say,
serious jam.
And say, this is a, and then hearing there's a local artist here in town, some serious talent there, and I wanted to know when the next show is.
Well, first of all, I just want to appreciate you and thank you for calling in and giving me that love, Gareth.
Hold on, Gareth, tell him who you are and what you running from. Tell him the importance, because he might put this in one of his future raps.
Well, I'm running for the congressional seat here in Hudson and Columbia County and the whole Hudson Valley and Castles area, and I was out here knocking doors on Columbia Street, and I was in the car to cool down a little bit, and we turned on the radio, and I said, "Wow, this is awesome."
Yo, you just made my whole day, Gareth. Thank you, bro.
If you cry, we're going to button you up.
Nah, ain't no tears good not cry. Yeah. No tears coming.
Let us know when the next show is, and we'll put it on our Facebook page and online and everything, and hopefully would love to come.
I definitely got you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yo, Gareth, good dude, man. Let me give him the clap, man. Oh, where my clap at? There it is. No doubt, yeah. All right, phone's going off, man. We might be popping today, man.
Neff, what you did to the phone?
Got Neff in here, man.
Trying to bring this new sound, man. You know? That fresh air out there.
So, yeah, Neff, we was talking about, you know, emotions and stuff like that. Now, let me ask you a question. Like, when you're in a sport such as rapping and you're going against everybody, do you feel that you are the best, or inside do you feel like I'm good and I can compete with anyone, but there are things that I do need to work on so I can become better?
You want Neff to answer that, or you want... really, I feel like, I definitely don't feel like I'm the best. Now, I'm not taking away nothing that I'm saying. I feel like I could kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, of course, I have things I could work on. I definitely know. And that's not just coming from anybody's opinion. That's my own opinion. Mm-hmm. You could ask Finale. He'll mix a track down, send it to me. I'm like, bro, I got to redo this verse. I got to redo this hook. I got to do the even the ad-libs. I don't like them. Like, I'm my biggest critic.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a fact.
I'll be the first one to tell you that I got a lot to work on. But at the end of the day, I still got enough confidence to get in the ring with anybody that wants to go and get it.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, man. I'm going to play this joint again, man. This joint is hot with me. Next, you want to introduce it or anything?
Yeah, this is the joint with me, produced by my homie Grand Finale.
Uh-huh.
You already know YouTube. He almost has 6,000 views. We making moves. Hit me up. You can find us on iTunes and all that, baby. All
right, give them the, where can they find the video at?
YouTube. The video is right there on YouTube.
All
right,
we'll be right back.
Nah, I ain't from the projects, but where I'm from is forgotten about. We hit a drought, this shit get dried in cotton mouth. Treat the work like swinger wise and swap them out. Some's again tough to block, that means they lock it. If you ain't talking about money, then what you talking about? Keep your phone on FaceTime though, watch your mouth. Big A put us on stage, was the connecting. Paid shows was Legos, we was connected. Big ups to Hud City, it's a respect thing. Yo, I'm getting paid online so I can net spin. Cause niggas on the gram selling dimes, it's a net 10. Come up, shut it down and move to the next thing. Call the winning AC, we going to Miami. Then I take my girl to Cancun. I'm all about the family, and I put that on my auntie. Don't be speaking about Sandy. I'm in here giving shout outs like I'm sweeping out the Grammys. With just me and my nigga smoking black, sipping 211s. Little ghetto boys, we was down to do whatever. Had them hoes in and out like a movie setup. Little thot, they was down to do whatever. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. My dogs when I cash in, it's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. This New York is a gift, I'm talking upstate though. Y'all just as bad as it gets, y'all need to update flows. You wanna stay in this race, well let them cupcakes go. You gotta keep your composure and learn to just say no. I got the remedy for those who did the game dirty. Bet they remember me even if I leave the game early. Love this energy, I'm looking about to turn 30. And I never felt this young in my life, we all nine. Never concerned of the options, we all right. If they decide to ruin our time, they all die. Blow some smoke in the air for you. Both thumbs down to the ground if I don't care for you. No gun sounds around, I got it there for you. Put the guns down for a round and shoot the fair boy. Nothing to hide behind now, you looking scared boy. It's the type of shit to get little and again the steroids. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. I work my whole life trying to stack and get right. So if I spend it, I'll make it back. It's alright. With my niggas, they know that's for life. Spoil my cause she knows she my type. Off the bell swinging, Mike Tyson help bringing. You came armed, but your shell's missing. Listen, I got some homies in the city and they still crippin'. That's just they life though, so know a real difference. A 90s feel, I'm not Will Smithin', but I might get jiggy with it after I get biggie with it. A L.E. member scream it's nothing, got the city with it. The reason some of them in my presence, cause the kid is gifted. Play it back, cause they digging this shit. You got Finale in the beat, you know Dally bring the heat. I'm getting fit from all the salad in these streets, anything's a win. But imagine 500,000 in a week. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me, she really coming with me. Bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me, they really coming with me. Drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really
really coming with me. I bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. I drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. I bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me. I drop that stack on the bed. It's really nothing to me. She really coming with me. I bring my dogs when I cash in. It's really nothing to me. They really coming with me.
Here's 2018 local music from Hudson-based singer-songwriter Emily Ritz. The title song, Pattern Recess, from her 2018 local release. Here's new music from the Jaded Azarides and their self-titled EP. That's Mike Watt from the Minutemen, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and Firehose, and local poet Karen Schomer. This is the song 130 Miles.
Leash on the floor, half-eaten peanut butter sandwich on the back seat, plastic toys, juice box, dollar store gizmos. What band is this? I let him pick the music. I hate when he drives. Apple Orchard means we're almost at New Paltz. Abandoned house near Kingston. Just another half hour until our exit. I watch the cornfields race by. Broken stalks, veins of blasted rock, blackened plow humps along the shoulder. The mountains whiz by like afterthoughts, ideas we'll never get to. The uncharted territory of family. Billboards, farm equipment, slurry tube from a gravel quarry. I hate when he drives.
Here's the song You Don't Have to Go to Brooklyn from the New Paltz-based band The Sweet Clementines from their 2016 release Lake Victoria.
Everyone knows this place. Hypnosis, they don't want to go, but the boots are just following process. The spine is a southbound train. They give you some slack now, they're taking it back in your yo-yo drama. Try to hold the formato with feeling. Oh baby, I just can't explain. This is the pearl of the possible worlds. If you just believe what I say. Maybe peeling from the spinning cinder, but you're the rock now, and you don't have to go to Brooklyn.
Here's a song from Saugerty's band, The Rough Shapes, will be at Hilo in Catskill on Saturday, June 2nd. Here's the Saugerty's band, The Rough Shapes, with a 2017 local release. The song is called Social Station from their album Frequency and Vibration.
Rodney Greenblatt.
Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Hudson Junior Senior High School, there'll be a panel discussion on guns, gun laws, school safety, and mental health with Representative John Faso, author and media commentator Malcolm Nance, Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett, Director of Columbia County Mental Health Michael Cole, Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer, Mike Needham of Needham Risk Management, and Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, June 1st at the Hudson Senior Junior High School. Also tonight, SVB has a tape release show with Ross Goldstein opening. That's at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale. SVP is from Stottville. Goldstein's from Catskill. Tonight, they'll be at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale at 8 p.m. Saturday, June 2nd, there's Fitness for Seniors at the Hudson Library at 1:30 p.m. Also, the Hudson Library has a summer reading kickoff party at 3 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. PS21 in Chatham hosts a cabaret-style piece called Places Please from the Kigwing and Company, featuring Larry Kigwing and Nicole Walcott. Dance piece Saturday night, 7 p.m., Places Please at PS21 in Chatham. The Luster Kings are at the Valencia Community Theater Saturday, June 2nd, performing at 8 p.m. They play kind of early rock, R&B, country blues. Then there's the Saugerties-based instrumental surf rock band, The Rough Shapes. The Rough Shapes are at Hilo in Catskill Saturday, June 2nd at 8 p.m. Should be a live web stream. available at wgxc.org, too, if you can't make it in person to Hilo in Catskill. Also, Saturday, June 2nd, Radke, Knock Yourself Out, The Last Rose, and Hair Bag perform at BSP in Kingston. DJ Ephraim Azilia is at the Half Moon in Hudson. DJ Effie at 9 p.m. Saturday, June 2nd. Sunday, June 3rd, Learn the Fundamentals of Carving a Wooden Spoon from Drop Forge and Tool in Hudson, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Hudson Area Library has a workshop for youth on planting activities for young gardeners. That's at 2 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library, Sunday, June 3rd. Monday, June 4th,